a very warm welcome to all the viewers at the platform where we celebrate extraordinary individuals who lead with heart, create with vision, and transform the world through their passion. And I'm your host, Neetu Singh Marwa. And today we have the honor of welcoming a true visionary, Dr. Stoyana Natseva, a best-selling author, founder of Happy Life Academy, global educator, and a woman on a mission to awaken 1 million conscious leaders across the world. From the boardrooms to spiritual retreats, her journey embodies the balance of strategy and soul. She teaches us how to raise inward while creating real impact. In this conversation, we dive into her wisdom on transformation, gratitude, and conscious leadership. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Stoyana. A very, very warm welcome to you. It's absolutely my pleasure and honor to have you at my podcast at Passion Vista.
Thank you very much, Dr. Neetu Singh. For me, it's a pleasure to meet you and to connect with you and with your people.
Amazing. Dr. Stoyana is from Bulgaria. And beside a special request, she has joined us for this beautiful podcast. This is the first English podcast, and we are very glad that she's chosen Passion Vista as a platform to, you know, share her beautiful and amazing journey that we'll be taking forward. So stay tuned with us and keep watching. This is a very important and beautiful podcast. I'm sure if you'll follow this, your life is going to change. So let's begin, Dr. Stoyana. We have lots of beautiful questions to be, you know, asked with you.
Yes, please. I'm excited about this podcast. Thank you.
Wonderful. So my first question is, you've authored over 15 best-selling books and developed internationally recognized MBA and DBA programs. How do your books and educational frameworks complement each other in shaping conscious leaders?
In my books, I give tools to every one of people, everyone who wants to change life. I know that the information is a power. If we have the right information, we can change our world. We can change the inner world. We can change the planet. In my books, I give too many tools to each person who can change mind, change the emotions, and change the reactions about the situation, and the people can change their life. But in my MBA and DBA programs, they're academic programs, they're for the leaders. Because I can learn people to the academic tools, academic knowledge to change not their lives only, but in their businesses, their families, and the world. And I think that it's a two-hand, there are two hands, book and the programs.
Wow, that's really beautiful. And what makes your approach to business education unique compared to traditional models of MBA and DBA?
You know, I have in my education the psychology, the coaching, but in the energetic, I don't know, the spirit, because I lead through my spirit. And I educate my students to the spirit, to talk with their souls. It's very different for the in my programs. It's a difference between my programs and the normal education, because I want every person to connect with the soul. I have too many energetic exercises, energetic tools, and it's very strange because in the standard education, there are no energetic, there are no how you can reconnect with your soul. But in my education programs, we have psychology. It's a very academic. We have coaching. We have a connection with soul, and we have results.
Wow, that's really amazing. And Dr. Stoyana, you have written amazing books, and one of your book, which is really the best selling, and it's in Bulgarian language, but we're super excited to read it in English language equally, The Power of Gratitude. So I would like to know more about your book, because this is a very beautiful topic and a very beautiful book I'm sure you have written about the power of gratitude, which I think is the game changer of our lives. And if we understand that, the beauty is all ours. So over to you in your own words.
Thank you very much, Dr. Nitu. It's a superpower to be grateful, because people, they think about, I don't have enough, I'm not enough. People focus their mind on emptiness. But when we are grateful, then we see how amazing we are, like a creatures. We have to be grateful for the food. We have to be grateful for our families, for our life, for everything what we have in our life. And this is a game changer, because you cannot think for the bad thing and for the good thing in one moment. You have to choose. And when we choose not the emptiness, we choose the abundance, then we can reshape our mindset, and we can create the life of abundance, of love, of gratitude, of everything good what we want for ourselves and for our children, for our planet. That's the reason I write this book. It's total bestseller. I think that next month will be in English. I will personally send you one copy, because for me it's very, very game changer. In this book we have 55 life-changing practices. Because people, they think, oh, my mother is not enough smart. My father is not enough rich. My past is not enough blessing. I don't have, but it's not the truth. When we see our past like a point of change, like a point of rising, then we can see ourselves not like a mistake, but like a creator of our life, and our creator of our life. That's the point of view. And you know, 95% of the people, they live like a victim. You know of many people which live like a victim. I am not enough. My mother do not give me enough. The country is not right. The policy is not good. But it is a mindset of victim. But you can change everything when you understand the power of human being. And the fastest way is when you understand I'm not the victim of the circumstances, I'm the creator of my life. And I'm grateful for the past, because this past made me stronger. God never makes mistake. My soul never makes mistake. Every point of my life is a point of rising. point of learning. And I can talk hours of this of this thesis, because for me it's life changing. But I think that our past is our lesson. When we are grateful for our past, we can see not like a trauma, but like a lesson. And when we are grateful for our past, for our present, we became the best version of ourselves.
Yes, yes, yes. I completely agree with you. And we are looking forward to know your journey, as you've been emphasizing on gratitude and gratefulness towards everything. So what is the foundation of your growth? How did gratitude shape your own personal journey from finance to conscious leadership?
Very strong question. Thank you very much. For me, my hardest period in my life was the death of my father. He was very strong man, very beautiful man, very handsome. And he, 65 years, gave to the others everything, but nothing for himself. And when when he wants to leave, he died. And for me, it was shock. How it is not possible? Why? Then I was very angry, very angry. My father, don't leave me, was very angry. But this point, I started to learn metaphysics. My new program is MBA metaphysics. It's unique in the world because I invest too many years in understanding everything about how is created everything, how is created the world. And then I had too many, I was very angry. But I see now the point of arising, the point of becoming better version of me. When I see the death of my father not like a trauma, but like a point of view, I was very grateful because I have unique father. After that, I have divorce, new husband. We are now 25 years. He's better than first one, of course. But I think that when we see the past like a lessons, and we are grateful for this, we can arise like a person. With my second husband, we 12 years we cannot have a children. It's a very, very hard. And after that, I understand everything about the spirit, and with gratitude, then I manifest my children, twins. Boy and girl. It's a very interesting thing, because when we understand that when we are grateful for something, and we put our mindset with big power, with right decision, with right emotion, with right action, then everything comes on the right places. After that, my daughter, 1 year old, she was diagnosed with autism. And then, again, with a gratitude, now She's becoming healthier. She's becoming stronger, and I'm very grateful and power. She's very powerful young lady. After that, I was in 27 years in the biggest bank in Bulgaria. I was head of trade finance. It is very, very big position. Yes. But I have an idea. I want to write books. I want to make programs with coaching. And everybody talked to me, you are not good because you have a very good job. You don't have to change your job. But I listen to my heart, with gratitude with my heart, I start my new business. And now I'm making millions of dollars. And yes, I have 100,000 students. I have 3,000 students which are coaches, certified coaches. I have 10 MBA programs, 1 DBA programs, and I live my best life. And I think that gratitude can change the life. It's the fact, because I have too many reasons to believe in that. I told you about Ceca Dimitrova. She was with oncology. Svetelina Andreeva, it's my student with oncology. Tatiana Markova, she was with multiple sclerosis. And they cure themselves with the power of gratitude. And that's the reason, because I am telling you, it's not the magic. It's a science, because I have, I'm neuropsychology, I studied, and now I'm writing my make you feel pain in your heart, make you feel pain in your heart, make you feel pain in your heart. Life.
Beautiful, beautiful, really. So we would like to know, I mean, we've been talking about gratitude can change life. So could you share a practice with us which our viewers can follow, maybe one or two, and with your podcast, even they can change their life?
Yes, now I have podcasts with real stories of real people who then change your life. You can see this. But one practice, okay, can you imagine in yourself the big trauma or big circumstances in your life make you feel pain in your heart? After that, please, what I have learned, what new quantities and qualities of my person I understand from this? Why this trauma or this experience is the best thing of my life? And please focus on this. I can see the value. Why my soul choose this experience? How this experience make me now the better person? And how now I make my life better? How this experience make my life better now? How I am better person now? And you see that your soul never makes mistakes.
So Dr. Stoyana, thank you so much for sharing the amazing journey that you have actually gone through and how gratitude has actually changed your life. Now going forward, I have a very important questions from my viewers' point of view, that everybody is very, always wonders that what is gratitude and how actually gratitude can change their life. So we would like to know from your end that how beautifully can we as a normal person change a life with the power of gratitude, and especially the beautiful book you have written. I'm sure you have beautiful exercises. So we would love to hear from you your thoughts on it.
Yes, I have five steps practice which can change our life.
Wow.
When we remember our bad experience.
Okay.
Yes, I can share with you.
Please. We're looking forward to hear from you.
Yes. First, we have to remember. We have to remember the event. You can close your eyes and think about what happened. After okay. that, we can feel our emotion. We can notice. Are you angry? Are you sad? Are you hurt? And after that, find a lesson. Ask, what did this event teach me? What my okay. soul wants to understand? I to understand. What is the lesson? It is very powerful and life-changing. And when you understand the lesson, say thank you for this lesson. Now I understand. I am stronger now. After that, you have to release it. Breathe deeply and imagine the event becoming light and leaving you. How you right. feel?
Beautiful. And yes, Dr. Stoyana, I have a question over here. Sometimes, I completely agree with you. At times, this is my personal experience. I am able to identify what is this lesson trying to teach me, this pattern which is repeating trying to teach me. However, sometimes it happens that we are doing good to people, we are thinking good about them. Still, in return, we are not getting the same frequency or same, you know, things back or emotions back, but we get a betrayal pattern back. I think this is a very common thing which everyone faces.
Yes, so, and I have an answer of this.
So how can we heal this,
Good people struggle because good people are not good with themselves. They're good with everybody, but not with themselves.
Themselves.
Yes.
Correct.
And absolutely. When the good people makes good things to the other people, but not to himself,
mm-hmm.
then we reflect, you know, we reflect the same. Where we are bad with ourselves, then bad people and bad things right. come in our lives.
Correct. We are mirror image of us.
Yes. It's very interesting. It's a law of attraction. And when I do not value myself, when yes. I do not love myself, I attract the same.
Physics. I completely agree. And this has been happening many a times with me. I fall into the trap, which is almost sometimes the same one. And I always want...
No, it's about the personal limits. Because we have three major walls. The first one is the wall of identity. I'm the perfect person, but I'm an ideal person, but in others, and others are ideal persons, elements in this system. It's very strong. After that, we have hierarchy. I don't know in English the best, because in hierarchy, I'm on the first place. When I put on the first place my child or my husband, or my mother, then the universe, like a good mother, makes me understand that God lives in me. And I have to be in the first place. When I put somebody in the first place, then I'm struggle. When I serve to the other people, but not to please myself, then I suffer. And the third very important lesson is about giving and receiving. I have to give enough, but I have to learn to receive enough, because we we can give so much, but so many of us do not understand the power of receiving. It's a system. Give and receive.
Yes, I completely agree. But don't you think that sometimes when we are keeping ourselves on priority or ourselves first, then people think that we are selfish?
No. It's not a selfish. It's a normal. Yeah, I think that I can give you only if I have this in myself. It's in the Bible too. If I do not have $10, I cannot give you $10. It's the same. When I have love in my heart, I can give you love. When I have money, I can give you money. It's normal to be rich, to love myself, to be healthy. And in this position, I can give to the others. It's selfish when I haven't, but I want from the others.
So my next question is, like, you talk about the journey of moving from a victim mindset to becoming a creator. So what was a turning point in your own life when you made this shift?
Yes, I told you about the death of my father. I told you about my first divorce. After that, I struggle with, I haven't children. After that, the autism of my daughter. It's a point of victims. I understand the power of myself, and that my soul wants to rise. My soul wants to live. My soul wants to be grateful of these moments, because I told you it's a point of improvement. It's a point of view. It's a point of mind changing points. And when you understand that you are not a victim, everything's depends on you, then you have the power to change everything. When you think that you are a victim, nobody can help you.
Yes, that's true. So how do you integrate philosophy, coaching, and energy healing in helping people transform?
It's very powerful because I have science and psychology in my education system and my books. But I believe in soul, and I believe in energetic healing. I believe in a coaching, because we always have to have a point A and point B. Because if you don't have direction, you can't travel to this direction. You will arrive to nowhere. That's the point of me. I everything personal, my personal system, direct change solution, because it's a system changing lives. Everybody can see my stories, our stories. It is life changing, because it's not only physiology, is not only psychology, it's an energy healing, it's coaching, it's direction. What I want to have in my life, I have a point of victim, but I have a point of creator.
Correct, absolutely correct. So we would love to hear from you a story of your students that you've been taking, the coaches you've been actually you've created coaches. So how have they transformed their life, or what were they going through and they changed completely after your coaching? So if you could share a story with us.
Yes, I share it again. Most people talks me it's a life before Stoyana and Happy Life Academy. After that, we have Tsetse Dimitrova. She was diagnosed with cancer. Now she's fully in remission, and she is a holistic therapist in our academy. She has Svetelina Andreeva. She was with oncology. Doctor said 1 month only life, and now she's living her best life. She's absolutely in health, and she practice new profession. She is now holistic therapist in our academy. I told you about Tatiana Markova. She was with multiple sclerosis. And again, she is now in health. She has new apartment. She has new relationship, new work. And people talks it's about miracle. It's about, I think that is not a miracle. It's a science, and it's a belief. When we work in our beliefs, we can change our lives. It's science.
Correct, correct. I agree. You have to vibrate into that frequency to actually attract what you actually want.
Yes.
Correct. So, Dr. Stiana, we would like to know more about your books that you've written. So, could you share a few a beautiful story of your books? I mean, you've written 15 amazing books, and they are the best sellers.
Yes, my books is totally best sellers. They now are translated in English. My first book was Be the Center of Your Own Universe. After that, the Rules of the Queen. It's about the women power. After that, my best-selling book, The Power of Family, because I know that our family gives us not only bad things, but in good things. But our things, our emotions, 95% becomes from our mother, father, and our family. And our scenarios, I don't know in English the word. The type of our reaction is about what we learn in our family. And I think that these books, I have 15 books now, 16 will become, but I think that is a very powerful message to people, because in my books I have too many tools, exercises, and people they in quick exercises they can change the emotion, the thinking, and the reactions.
So, your mission, you have a mission to awaken 1 million conscious leaders in both bold and inspiring. So, what does a conscious leader look like in today's world to you?
I think that this mission now is very important, because I see the world with people who live like victims. I want to see the world of creators, because when each person recognize our self like a creator with abundance, when we understand the power of human mind, the human emotion, then we can change our life, our family, and we can change the planet with love and gratitude, because there are too many fears, too many too many fears, too many trauma. We need more love and more gratitude in our life.
All right. So, Dr. Stoyana, our viewers want to know, what role do you see women playing in the next wave of conscious leadership worldwide?
Women today are very important for the world. They bring care, balance, and heart to the leadership. In the past, many women had no voice. Now they study, work, create businesses, and lead. Independence means they can choose their own life and not wait for permissions. And modern women is strong and free, but also kind and full of love and gratitude.
True, very true. That's the beautiful change, I guess, that the new generation woman is carrying. So if you could leave our audience with one call to action today, what would it be? One thing that they can actually do.
Believe in yourself. I think that in my life, I have a moment nobody believes in me. But I want our audience believe in themselves. And even no one never believe in you, remember that Dr. Stoyana believe in every each of you.
Oh, wow, so beautiful. So beautiful. So, Dr. Stoyana, we would like to have one success mantra of your amazing success, and that actually could change people's life and inspire them.
Believe in yourself and be grateful for every moment of your life, because your life is the precious.
Yes. I think we are blessed that we've got the amazing life of a human. You know, God has given us this beautiful while they were creating. In our Sikhism, they say after 84 lives, we get a human life. 84 lakhs life, we get a human life. So we should always be grateful of everything we have, and even whatever we want, we should be grateful for it, and rest God will follow its own path and we'll find our own journey.
Very strong word. Thank you.
So thank you so much, Dr. Stoyana, for joining us today. It was really a very beautiful and inspiring podcast, and I'm very, very sure that this beautiful and strong message that you're sharing with our audience, with the amazing coaches you are actually coaching, and you're making future generation and leaders an entire army of grateful coaches and amazing people. You're actually changing lives, because the stories that you've shared, they are not less than a miracle. And this miracle happens only when you have beautiful intentions, when you have a great human being like you behind them. So thank you so much for joining us today and for this amazing and grateful podcast with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. May God bless you.
This has been an enlightening conversation with Dr. Stoyana Natseva. Her story reminds us that success is not just about titles or achievements, but about transforming ourselves and uplifting others. From gratitude to conscious leadership, she has shown us that each of us has the power to move from victim to creator and light the way of others. May we all carry her message forward and raise into the conscious leaders our world needs today. This is me, Neetu Singh Marwa, signing off from Passion with the Podcast, where every story is a spark and every journey is a path to purpose. Until next time, keep questioning, keep growing, and keep living your passion. So stay tuned at Passion with the Podcast.